Welcome back. This week on the podcast, I talk with Samantha Christine. Samantha is a nutrition coach and fitness enthusiast. She's been in the health and wellness industry for over 10 years, and really from learning from her own experiences about eating clean, lifting weights, running, working out, and how that made her feel throughout her life. She has now wanted to bring that and help others find that feeling that she felt. And she works with clients one-on-one. She works on their nutrition. She works on their strength training. She has running programs as well. She's run multiple marathons. She's also training for her first triathlon. And in our conversation, we cover a wide range of topics. We get into her story a little bit, and she actually opens up about an eating disorder that was about 10 years ago that kind of kickstarted her into caring more about herself and what she put into her body from the nutrition side of things. And it also helped her get into the fitness side of things as well. So it was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I have her website in the show notes. So if you are interested, or if you want to reach out to Sam directly, her link is in the show notes. Another incredible sponsor of mine, Rebel Rabbit, they're on the mission to socialize smarter. And they are an alcohol-free seltzer. They are infused with cannabis, and they have two different levels. They have a mild hair and a wild hair. So it doesn't matter if you've used cannabis before or you've never used cannabis before, they have a drink for you. But if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, maybe I'm drinking too much alcohol, or you go to social events and you feel like you have to have an alcoholic drink in your hand, Rebel Rabbit will be the perfect option for you. So it can be an alcohol alternative, or it can just be something to switch it up. It's great for when you get home from work and just want to kick back and relax, or you're watching your favorite show or watching your favorite sports team. And what I love most about Rebel Rabbit is all the negative side effects that come along with alcohol, like hangovers, don't come with Rebel Rabbit. So you'll be able to have a Rebel Rabbit, get a great night's sleep. You'll be able to wake up and be productive in the days following. And I really think they're just on an incredible mission to socialize smarter. Their link is in the show notes, drinkrebelrabbit.com. If you use promo code LIFE20, you're going to get 20% off your order. The link in the show notes will also just take you directly to that discount and to their website. They ship all over the U.S., and they also have retail stores all over the country now, too. Another incredible sponsor is Spinks. Spinks, me growing up in the upstate of South Carolina, I always saw Spinks as a convenience store, as a gas station, and they were nice, and I always went to them, but I didn't know what they did behind the scenes for the communities that they're in. They give back millions and millions of dollars, and they've been doing this for 50 plus years now to incredible organizations, and that's why the synergy, I believe, is so important to me and works well with the podcast. So go to their link in the show notes. You can see what they're all about. But all I say is, if you see Spinks, stop in and support your local Spinks, because I can guarantee you they are supporting the communities they're in. And last but not least, what I like to say is probably the top medical facility, hospital in the country is right here in the upstate of South Carolina. It's called Pelham Medical Center. They have some incredible offerings. Not only are they, you know, top ranked in customer satisfaction, patient satisfaction, they have top of end equipment and facilities and cancer facilities, but they also have an incredible orthopedic surgery center where they specialize in all different types of orthopedic surgeries. But they're right here in South Carolina. They have a state-of-the-art cancer facility. They have a general practice facility as well. And I go to them. I think they're incredible, but I believe not enough people know about Pelham Medical Center and the incredible job they do. They're located about 10 minutes outside of downtown Greenville. But really, if you're anywhere in the upstate, anywhere in South Carolina, or anywhere in the country for that matter, and need a specialized service, reach out to Pelham Medical Center. Their link is also in the show notes, so you can learn all about them. If you haven't given the show a 5-star rating and a written review, please do so. That'd be great for the algorithm, and really just rack up the reviews. That would be greatly appreciated by me. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Samantha Christine.
Sam, good morning. First off, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Sam. Thanks so much for having me on.
I know you just got back from Mexico, which you probably had a great week or a couple of days there, but you said you got it back to the normal routine this morning, dropped the kids off at school. What is your typical kind of morning look like?
Yeah, no, great question. So I try to get up earlier than the kids do. I know it's so funny because some of my friends have kids that sleep so late. Mine do not. They've always been morning kiddos. So they're up at like 6 a.m. on the dot. So I try to get up around 5 a.m. every day just to start my day, get ready, drink some coffee, eat a little bit of breakfast, and kind of go through emails and stuff.
It's been cool to see because my wife sent me you not too long ago, and she sent me some great guests. So I got to give her some credit. But you haven't really been out there with your health and wellness journey that long. But I'm interested to know kind of your backstory a little bit. Were you born and raised in Nashville? I know you're in Nashville now. I didn't know where you grew up.
Yeah, so in Tennessee. So I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Moved to Nashville when I was 3 years old, and then just have stayed here ever since. I went to college at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. So been in Tennessee my whole life. I guess that's what they call a unicorn these days in Nashville, because there's not many of us left.
I was about to say, there's a lot of people moving to Nashville. With your health and wellness journey, it looks like growing up, it wasn't something that you really prioritized. You were a singer, a dancer, you know?
Right. No, yeah, great question. I was in the arts growing up, so danced, sang, acted, a lot of like theater. You know, I would try sports probably in like elementary here and there, but never stuck with one besides dance. So I wasn't necessarily your quote unquote athlete, right, where I played any kind of sport long term.
Were you doing shows like theater shows?
I was, yeah, like musicals and play. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I can sing. I mean, not a lot of it these days, so, but I used to a lot.
I got to talk about my wife again. She grew up in theater, and I can never get her to sing. And she moved to New York after college to do theater. But now that we're together, I never can get her to sing.
That's amazing. I know, right? I feel like that's all the artists are. They're like, when they get on stage, they'll do it. But at home, it's hard to open this up sometimes.
So. Yep.
I love that.
So you're in college, you know, you dancing, singing, kind of doing your own thing, and you really haven't prioritized health and wellness yet in your life, I'm guessing. From what I read, you started doing it after college. What was kind of that like point? You know, what brought you to be like, dang, I need to start focusing on myself. I need to start focusing on my nutrition, even start getting some fitness.
Yeah. So, you know, in college, I did not like prioritize good clean eating. It was a lot of, you know, drinking and having fun, Taco Bell, all the things. So I definitely like gained that like freshman 15 and just kind of like stayed on there all 4 years, to be honest. When I moved back to Nashville, my mom and dad are really into CrossFit. And so they invited me to go to a class. And I mean, it kicked my butt and I felt good after though, right? And so for me, it was like, okay, maybe I can try this fitness thing. So I started going to the gym and trying to kick it into high gear.
With it, like the feeling mentally, was that like what kick-started you into it? Like that feeling after that first?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we all know that working out is going to secrete those endorphins, right? Those feel-good hormones. But I think it was a challenge too of like, I knew I wanted to drop a few pounds and become a healthier individual. So I think it was just challenge aspect and just wanting to see those results. So I was like, I'm going to stick with it and see what can happen.
I know. I tell people all the time, like I work out, I probably don't give myself enough breaks, but I work out for my mind more than my body. Because I love how it makes me feel mentally, and then kind of the physical aspects and stuff are kind of a byproduct of how it makes
me feel. Oh, for sure. I always say it's the greatest drug out there.
Without it. If you could bottle it up and put it in a pill, it would be the best-selling drug on the market. You did talk about with me a little bit before we started recording, you went through an eating disorder phase. Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, no, definitely. So after college, about maybe a year and a half after that, I went through a really bad breakup. And just kind of went down a darker path. And, you know, for me, that was restricting food. And it's crazy to think with like eating disorder, it's not like you wake up and just have one, right? It's just a slowly evolving thing. And I think for me, it was, I was not in a good emotional place, and restricting food was a way for me to cope with it. So I would restrict food and then come home at night and just binge eat, like, and it was the worst feeling. So then, you know, not to get too intense, but I would purge. And it was a cycle that lasted several months that no one knew about. And granted, I losing weight, right? I also wasn't eating. I wasn't getting the calories I needed, the fuel. My hormones were off. I had no energy. It was just not a good place. So the way I kind of got out of that was, you know, I had not told anyone. My mom and I went on a weekend trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And I just so desperately wanted to get it out there because it was just weighing on me so much. And so, you know, I told my mom, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. We had a really great talk over the weekend, which basically resulted in her saying to me, you know, we can go back to Nashville and you don't ever have to purge again. And I said, you know what? You're right. So when I came back to Nashville, I started my recovery process and can say that I have never purged again. So it was really a mindset to get started with that. But it was a very dark time and, you know, learned a lot about myself. About 7-8 months.
It sounds honestly very similar to something my sister went through. She was actually a junior in college. She started her recovery process, I believe, her senior year of college. But she was also working out during that time, restricting her to eating, purging, binging. During your recovery process, what were some of like the big keys to you making that a success?
Taking ownership of the things I can control in my life. So I think a lot of people that, you know, develop eating disorders, it's a lack of control, whether that's a physical thing, emotional thing, spiritual thing, whatever that may look like. You know, for me, it was kind of a mixture of all of it. So I set up a routine and a plan and prioritized the healthy things that I had control over. And I think that really set me up for success. So, you know, that's when really my interest into nutrition and more of the fitness side started coming up more and more, because I just was like, okay, I'm in the worst place you can get. I can only go up from here. So now it's time to educate myself.
Yeah, without a doubt. With that accountability from your mom was probably huge too. Like at least getting that off your back.
It was, you know, I feel like people at times like that, it's just, you feel so lonely. And I think just being able to share that with somebody who loves you unconditionally and can support you, sometimes that first step, right? Just having that conversation.
Oh, without a doubt. It's like, I know I've gone through some struggles in my life, and like once I tell people or like get it out there a little bit, oh my goodness, it makes it, the weight is so much less.
Yes, I agree.
What are some like warning signs? If like, you know, you had loved ones or that people that might be going through something similar?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can tell with like physical signs, you know, if you notice like, you know, either a weight gain or a weight loss that might be pretty quick. You know, from a purging standpoint, if you're at a restaurant and somebody goes to the bathroom every time after, that was something that my mom kind of caught on to a little bit, you know, because you go and purge right after. So that, maybe just a little bit more closed off emotionally, more irritable. So from that standpoint, those are maybe some of the warning signs I would look at when it comes to the binging and purging.
Yeah. With that, you did say, you know, as you got through your recovery, you started to prioritize your nutrition and your health and wellness in a better way. What was that process for you to like, you know, it's probably been a 10-year journey now since, but how has that built up in your life to where it's in the next few weeks going to be your full-time job?
Goodness, great question. It was obviously a process, right? But I think at that moment, like with the eating disorder and the recovery process, you know, the guidance I was given was to get to a point of being able to intuitively eat to fuel your body. And so for me, it was looking at foods and learning how they fuel you, right? Like, what do vegetables do? What do meats do? What do processed sugars do, and how can that negatively impact your body? So I just really just started educating myself, and then just slowly built upon that and till I'm at this point. But, you know, for me, I years ago, when I got to a place where I felt really educated, I started implementing those practices into my life and saw the change. I felt the change. And it was so overwhelming to me, because to think where I was and then to where I came to was night and day. And it was like, I want to share this with other people.
What was the routine? And I want to thank nutrition, also training, where you started to see the biggest change. Like, what were you doing when you're like, oh my goodness, this is working?
Yeah. So from a nutrition standpoint, I think like meal prepping was huge for me. And meal prepping, like the right foods that I think will hold accountability. And that's what it did for me. I think that for somebody starting their journey, that's helpful, a helpful tool. So it was prioritizing the right foods. So making sure I was getting enough protein in, you know, eating my fibers, eating the carbs, all healthy options, but then also like not restrict. Thing. Just because of my eating disorder, you know, I would restrict, and then that's when the binging would happen. So just being intuitive about it and like allowing myself a feed, but not eating the whole sleeve, right? Practicing those boundaries. But then also too, from like a fitness aspect, physical, setting a routine for the week of like working out these days, here's what I'm going to be doing, and just sticking to it. And that's the thing, is like, I feel like so many people just want like an overnight result. It takes months. Like, it took me honestly like years to get into the nutritional and physical space I'm in now. So
during that time though, were you doing a balance between like running, cardio, strength training?
Yeah, great question. No, I honestly just strength trained for years. My running journey didn't start until about 2018. So for years I was just going to the downtown Y lifting. You know, I would do cardio here and there, but I would not consider myself a runner years ago. Like, I could not run to the end of the stop sign without like complaining or like wanting to quit. So
you've mentioned in your content, like running now is such a huge part of your life, and it really has helped you through some difficult times. In 2018, what was it that wanted, like, why did you start running?
Goodness. You know, I'm the type of person, I love like a new challenge. And my parents were actually both marathon runners. I don't know if I'm sure.
So it's in the family. There you
go, yeah. Yeah. Well, apparently, but I never thought I had that gene. So, but yeah, so I'd run a lot of marathons, and, you know, the idea got brought up to run the Nashville half marathon. And I was like, goodness, there's no way I could do that, but let's see. And so I did. I completed it with my dad. My dad ran it with me. And then it's like the gates were open. I was like, all right, now it's time to do more of this. I'm really enjoying it.
And you've done marathons, obviously, but also triathlons?
Yeah. So I'm actually training for my first triathlon. That's going to be the first week of June. So I'm in the process of that. And it's going. It's going pretty well.
How's the swimming coming?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So better. Actually, the last 2 weeks, I feel like it's clicked, but the swimming, it's just, there's so many different like aspects to like the breathing, form, right? Stability. So I think it finally clicked. I think I farthest I've gone without stopping is like 850 meters. So I have 1500 meters to do, which is like almost a mile lead. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple more months. I think I'll be good.
I think swimming would be my Achilles heel. Like, love to do a triathlon, but I'm always thinking about the swimming. I've just never been a water person. I've never, you know what I mean? It's just not what I really enjoy to do, but maybe one day. I have a buddy doing California, and he wants to do it with him. I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, I think you should. You can always learn it, right? And that's the cool thing about new sports is, and the reason why I wanted to do the triathlon is just to expand my skill sets from a physical aspect. And your body's so capable, and sometimes we don't know it, of what it can do. And when you reach that point, it's pretty rewarding.
With these last, and I was about to ask this question too, but how old are your boys?
2 and 4.
2 and 4. Okay, so over the last 5 years, you've had 2 boys, 2 pregnancies. For you, what were some of the harder things with, you know, making, feeling good about your body during pregnancy, and then some things you would do after pregnancy to kind of just get back feeling yourself?
No, great question. So, you know, having battled an eating disorder and body changes, it was a little bit triggering at times in my pregnancy, just to be like completely honest, because your body does change. And I find with, you know, a lot of the women I work with, you know, it's a similarity across the board. So for me, it was just listening to my body, but still prioritizing the physical nutritional aspect and knowing that it's going to look different in a pregnancy versus if you're not pregnant, right? You're housing a baby, you're growing a baby. You're going to have to change up some things and modify. So for me, just having that mindset and knowing, like, you know, my goal right now is to fuel myself and this baby, it makes things kind of fall into place a little bit easier. So, you know, still was on track with nutrition, but, you know, walking every day. I walked every day. As much as I loved running, I didn't run a ton in my pregnancies. I just never felt great doing it, to be honest, but I would walk all the time, like up until the day I had my babies.
So I was about to say, how much strength training were you doing leading up to your babies?
Still strength trained. So I stopped strength training, I think, a couple weeks before I gave birth.
How quickly did you pick it back up?
I just kind of went on walks until 6 weeks. And then that's when I started prioritizing pelvic floor movements. So I think that's kind of my advice too with women that are postpartum, and once they are cleared to move their body, really focusing on their pelvic floor, because there's so many different layers of the muscles that, you know, were stretched out to grow this baby. And so you have to repair those. And when you think about the way the body works, is it's all, you know, all derives from your core. So making sure that that's back in good shape, you can, you know, expand into other exercises.
Without a doubt. With running, and it's helped you through difficult times, can you talk me through kind of how that has been a big part of your life, maybe when you've having some down days or struggling a little bit?
Yeah, so it's funny. My boyfriend can always know if I've had maybe like a rough day, because I'll just go on a random run in the afternoon or at night. Because it really is. It's like the greatest medicine I've ever found. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, it secretes those endorphins, right? But for me, it's an opportunity to have time with myself to think and process things and feel good while doing it. So I'm a pretty busy person and I don't have a lot of time just to sit and chill. So for me, that is my time to really just let go.
Without a doubt. I love running, and I do it in different ways. Like, I love going to a field and like sprinting and just like,
I love it.
They're all alone, you know, like, I don't know what about it, but it just makes me feel free in a way. When you're running, are you listening to things or do you have nothing on?
Yeah. So that's funny. I do listen to probably things that most people wouldn't think, like hardcore metal, rap.
Really?
Like, yeah. Yeah. So some of my playlists, I've had some people be like, hey, can you share your playlist? I'm like, I can't. I don't know if you would listen to it. But yeah, I like to have high tempo songs for sure.
With that, what are your favorite artists?
So my boyfriend actually got me on a artist or a band called Bad Omens. They're like hardcore metal. But like, I remember just like listening to their songs on repeat, my marathon, just because it's like such high tempo. But I mean, I love like Drake, Lil Wayne, just like the classics when it comes to the rap as well.
Let's go. With you tracking, do you track a lot of your nutrition, or how does that, like, how do you keep, I don't want to say you have to keep it on track, but how do you keep that in a space where you know it's right?
So I track my protein. That's the only macronutrient I do track. I eat to fuel myself every single day. And I know for me and my body and everyone else out there, honestly, it should be the same. But like protein is so important, making sure you're getting in those adequate amounts. So I do track that. You know, I used to log into like my Fitness Pal, but after doing it for so many years, I can just look at something now and be like, all right, that's probably around 30 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, my goal is about 150 grams a day.
Dang. I was with a guy the other day and he had no idea about like how much he should be eating. And he was like, I was trying to tell him, I'm like, dude, you got to eat more protein. He's like, I thought you needed like 60 grams of protein. I'm like, you are 6'3". 200 pounds, like you need to be eating like 180 grams of protein.
Yeah,
blown away by that. But it is shocking to know how many people know so little about protein and other nutrition things they should be doing on a daily basis. It's mind blowing.
It really is. I think there's such an opportunity there to help educate other people, which is one of the reasons why, you know, I started sharing more on my own platform. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people out there are definitely not at their protein goals. That's for sure.
What are your favorite types of protein? Do you do animal protein? Do you do, like, what do you love?
Yeah, animal protein. If I'm supplementing with like a powder, I'll do like whey protein. I've tried pea proteins, which is like a vegan route, but I find that it kind of like irritates my stomach a little bit. So I stick straight with animal protein. So a lot of lean meat. So for me, like my top go-tos for protein are ground turkey, chicken, you know, I'll do red meat, fish, eggs, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, chickpeas, chia seed actually has pretty good high protein content. So those are kind of mine.
All right. So those are your proteins. You mentioned sometimes with vegan proteins, like you can feel it irritates you a little bit. What type of blood work do you do? And do you test your blood work regularly? Do you get your hormones checked? And have you ever done any type of like gut testing to see what does irritate you?
Yes. No. Yeah. Great question. So I go through a company called Joy Women's Wellness and get my blood work done, which I can definitely send you guys the, you know, info for that if any listeners are interested. But it's a great company. They'll test your blood work. They can do food sensitivities, kind of see where you're sensitive and, you know, where you might be deficient when it comes to different micronutrients. So, and that can change, you know, so I always say once a year, get your blood work done, see where you might need supplemented, where you might be more sensitive around specific foods, because it can always change. There's a stint where I was like pretty sensitive to eggs, which I love eggs, but so I cut them out for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks and noticed the difference and then slowly added them back in. But yeah, I think that that's a great tool to try to figure out what works best for you.
Mm-hmm. Rebel Rabbit is on a mission to provide a healthier and smarter way to socialize and drink. Their alcohol-free cannabis-infused seltzers are perfect for anybody just trying to kick back and relax after a hard day at work or on the golf course with your friends or hanging out at a party and you want to wake up and feel better the next day. Their seltzers are perfect for you. They are a great alternative to alcohol as well. Their website is drinkrebelrabbit.com. Use promo code LIFE20. You'll get 20% off your order. That link is in the show notes. But join the mission and start drinking and socializing smarter with Rebel Rabbit Seltzers. With males and females, a lot of times what we eat and what we consume can really affect our hormones. It can affect our mood. It can affect our sleep. With the people you've worked with and maybe just people close to you, like how have you seen that play out? And are you an advocate for like, hey, like we could figure this out more on a nutrition or holistic approach?
Yes, for sure. So for instance, I had one client that she had really bad breakouts all over her face and just kind of felt inflamed. And so, you know, we cut out a couple of things, so gluten and dairy, and then slowly like added things back in to kind of see what triggered that. And it came that she had a dairy sensitivity. And so just cutting dairy out, those symptoms went away. So I think that a lot of us walk around with sensitivities, right? They might not be to super high magnitude as some others might have, mm-hmm. but they can still trigger us and show symptoms, you know, the way we feel, the way we look. So I think always being intuitive in that aspect would be really smart.
With do you supplement any vitamins or things on a daily basis?
Yeah, no, I definitely do. So, you know, we're all bio individuals. So what works for one person is not necessarily going to work for another. And that's why I think it's so important to do that blood work like you were talking about. So the company I work with, they send out these like packets. It's smart supplements. So depending on what your body needs, they provide the supplements for you. So, you know, I'm on vitamin C, multivitamin, zinc, folic acid, or folate, and then vitamin D. And so depending on the time of year too, like in the winter, I do supplement with vitamin D because we're not in the sun as much. Yeah. But like in the summer, I love being out in the sun, so I don't need it. So again, that can change depending where your body's at and where you're at physically.
Yeah, the sun, gosh. I feel like it's the best drug out there. Like if I can just
be it's so good.
Hot sun, I think it just makes my mood 1,000 times better.
It does. I mean, it really does. I mean, you can, I look, I'd rather be like sweating out in the sun than cold in the wintertime. So
with your journey too and your coaching journey, you haven't been sharing that long. I think it's been around a year. Why did you start sharing? Really? And then like, what was kind of that like launching point for you?
So I've been in the healthcare industry for about 10 years now. And it got to a point, you know, a year and a half ago where I was like, okay, I'm, you know, 32. Is this what I want to be doing forever? I was working in the pharmaceutical biotech industry. And I knew that I had a passion for health, nutrition, and fitness. And so I decided to go to nutrition school to be credentialed as a nutritionist. And so started that journey last year and learned so much over the course of the year. And while I was learning, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start sharing this on my Instagram. And so started putting nutritional tips out there. You know, fitness tips out there, workouts, et cetera. And, you know, over time, it just kind of continued, you know, skyrocketed over the, especially the past 6 months.
Somehow you found my wife. So there we go.
I love that. I love that. It makes me happy.
What was the, you mentioned like a reel or a post around a mirror thing that kind of took off.
So it's so funny. I had run the Nashville Marathon in October. And I made a reel for it that was like, come run the Nashville Marathon with me. And I posted it. And then it wasn't until like 3 weeks after I had posted it, I had put my phone away for several hours. And when I went back on Instagram, it was like 8,000 new followers. And I was like, wait, what? And I looked and it was that reel. So, you know, the algorithm with Instagram, you never know. But that reel took off and I don't even know like how many views it has. I think like or a couple million or something. But it was funny because I think a lot of it was from the comments. There's so many comments. If you go through it, it's like so many people were like, oh, I love that you wear makeup while you run. And then some people were like, why are you wearing makeup? So it was just like this back and forth of like
makeup.
People arguing, yes, about me wearing makeup while running. But, you know, a lot of it was too like, it's inspirational. You're running a marathon as a mom, like a lot of inspirational type comments too. So yeah, that's kind of what took me off. And then it's just been slowly building since then.
Talk to me through like your coaching program and, you know, how people can work with you and, you know, how you see that. And this will be out after you do this, but you're about to put in your notice at work. So you're
off full time.
So talk me through, yeah, like your programming, how you work with people and how people can work with you.
Yeah, great. So I actually launched my business about a month ago. And so CMCFit is my business name. You can find my website, cmcfit.com. And on there, you can see all of my program options. So I offer nutrition only programs and then nutrition plus fitness. So programs, you know, when it comes to meal plans and the actual workouts as well, and programming. So I have a couple different options there. I also have running programs available that I created from a hybrid approach. So for me, a big component is strength training plus running. I think it helps prevent injury. I think it helps with power and endurance and speed when you're working your muscles from a lifting standpoint, strength standpoint. So I offer programs around that that people can just buy. You know, it's not like a coaching situation. So the PDF they can download and it gets them a set out plan based on either a 10K, half marathon or marathon. But then my actual, you know, nutrition and fitness programming, it's one-on-one coaching where I'm working with clients either an 8 or 12 week or customized option. And we just dive in to help them become the strongest version of themselves.
Yeah. With I want to talk about strength training a little bit more. I think for, I don't want to say the majority, but for a lot of individuals and especially females, they don't fully understand when they see somebody that looks the way you do or somebody that they might look up to and be like, dang, I want to look like that, and realize like they're actually lifting a lot of weights. So
yeah,
what are your like favorite workouts, like actual movements in the gym when you were strength training?
Yeah. So for me, I love the barbell. So a lot of compound movements. So squats, deadlifts. And the way I like to do it is a progressive overload. So what people don't realize is like I'm doing a lot of the same workouts or exercises every single week and just kind of building upon that. So, you know, in my sets, I'll work up the weight. You know, if I do four sets, I'm adding on weight each set until I get to a point where I'm like, okay, that's enough. And that's what's really going to help give you that long-term definition and build that muscle mass that a lot of women won't, but I think it will want, but I think it's scary for some women because the idea of heavy lifting can give such a like masculine presence to it. When in reality, it's, you know, if you have your nutrition locked in, like it gives you the results a lot of women want.
Yeah. With, how do you make sure you continue to push yourself in the gym? Like continue to add more weight?
Yeah. So I think just being intuitive of each rep. So I always say, you know, whether you're doing 8 to 12 reps, most of my exercises are not, you want to focus on form, right? So always making sure your form is correct, but you want the last 2 to 3 reps to be a challenge to the point I say where you might be making a silly face, but where it's not painful yet, right? Just the challenge. And then, you know, you're really pushing yourself to maximum effort.
Engineered Sleep makes the best mattresses out there. Sleep is the number one thing you can focus on right now to better your performance on a daily basis, and you might as well be sleeping on an Engineered Sleep mattress. Like I said, their products are the best and their customer service is second to none. Their website is engineeredsleep.com. If you use promo code LIVE15, you'll get 15% off your order. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new mattress, reach out to the team at Engineered Sleep and they'll hook you up. Again, their website is engineeredsleep.com. Use promo code LIVE15 to get 15% off your order.
It might be different now because you are training for a triathlon, but on a normal week, and say before you decided to do the triathlon, what was your ratio between running, cardio, strength training days on a typical week?
Yeah, so outside of the triathlon training, lifting about 4 to 5 days a week, and then cardio, like running 3 times.
So you do some days, you do both?
Yeah, just depending on the day. You know, I always say depending on if you're running along with your lifting, if it's a super long run, I would probably space those apart just to make sure that you have enough fuel to maintain both. But yeah, definitely in the same day as well.
With all that, you're also, with all everything you have going on, you have a full-time job for a little, you know, another one right now.
Yes.
This on the, you know, you're doing your coaching, you're doing your Instagram. You're also a full-time mom.
Yes.
You have two boys. What are, you know, what are your favorite things about being a mom and also some of the challenges?
It's just so much fun. Being able, you know, just looking at them and thinking, gosh, I created these two amazing, precious beings, and also being able to have the opportunity to guide them is so rewarding. But it's so fun. They're at great ages too. So 2 and 4, they're developing their personalities and they're both boys. So it's a lot of energy, maybe some fist fights every once in a while, but you know, they keep me on my toes, and it's just, it's so much fun. I think from a challenging standpoint though, you know, being able to balance all of it, I have a lot of working moms that I work with and that follow me on my platform. And a lot of the questions I get is, how do you balance both, right? How do you prioritize nutrition and your workouts, but also, you know, be a mom and watch your kids
and have a full-time job.
And, you know, I think I always say, in order to, for myself personally, to be the best mom, it's about fueling myself to the healthiest point I can be fueled. I know that when I prioritize my health and fitness, I'm a better mom, I'm a better friend, I'm a better daughter. And I want my boys to, you know, see me prioritize that, because I want that to be important for them growing up and, you know, for them to follow in the same footsteps, hopefully.
Yeah. I say that all the time. Like, if you can take care of yourself first, then you're going to be better for everybody around you.
Completely agree with that statement.
You've also, exciting. It looks like a wonderful new relationship, right?
Yes.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
So we actually met at our kids' gymnastics venue.
He has a girl, right?
Yes, he has a daughter. She's 7. She's super sweet, beautiful little girl. But we, you know, we had seen each other, never actually met at gymnastics. And then he saw me on a mutual friend's Instagram story and slid in my DMs and was like, do you bring your son to this gymnastics venue? And so
work magic sometimes, I'm telling you.
Yes, grab coffee. And we actually, it's funny, when we grabbed coffee, we realized we had actually met 18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that, 18 years ago?
Goodness. That girl he was with at the time, her little sister was one of my friends in high school. And there was like a night where we all met and hung out. But it was crazy to kind of put those, you know, to go back in time and be like, that was you. That's wild. So
it's so crazy how life works.
It is.
Well, Sam, thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure learning your journey. You have so many exciting things going on in your life. And thank you for starting to share your journey, because I do think it helps inspire not just females, but also any individual, because there's so many people, I feel like, just wanting to be healthier, and they always say it, and it kind of just takes one person that they see or one thing that they hear to finally push them to start, you know, making those changes. So thank you for sharing your story, because you are making a difference, and I'm excited to see where you continue to grow and what you continue to do. Good luck in the Music City Triathlon coming up. What is that?
Thank you. I think it's the first weekend in June, so like the 8th or 9th. But yeah, it'll be here before you know it. So thank you so much.
And thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Give our partners some love by visiting their links in the show notes. Spink's Convenience Stores, you can find the location nearest you. Rebel Rabbit Seltzers, they're on a mission to socialize healthier and smarter, so join the mission. And Engineered Sleep, making the best mattresses in the game. You might as well be sleeping on an Engineered Sleep mattress. For me, if you could give our show a 5-star rating on your listening platform, that'd be greatly appreciated. And thank you so much for listening.